Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to see all of you, and thanks for the opportunity to be here to present our work. I also want to acknowledge the my co-authors, Dr. Elizabeth Resch, who is also in the audience, who is the section chief of Epi and biostatistics in the department, and Dr. Layton Chen, who is the chief of the rehab medicine department. All of us have no financial relationship to disclose. Nursing home residents who are under 65 years old is a growing but little recognized population. They take about 10 to 12% of total nursing home population. It is estimated that the proportion of this population will continue to grow as a result of medical advances that prolonged people's life, in particular those with chronic conditions and permanent disabilities. A few number of studies have looked at those population. They suggest that this population tend to have different healthcare needs in relation to rehabilitation, emotional, cognitive, and social aspect of care. In particular, some of the activities in nursing home are not relevant to those younger population. On the other hand, there's a rapid growth in nursing home expenditures. In 2004, there were over $115 billion US dollars spent on the nursing home care, and which accounted for 7.4% of nursing home health expenditures. Between 1997 and 2004, the annual adjusted price growth was about 7.5%, which was quite high. As we all know, that Medicaid is the major payer for nursing home care in the United States. The Deficit Reduction Act was introduced and passed in 2006, which introduced control on Medicaid spending, particular nursing home enrollment and expenditures. At the same time, it facilitates the expansion of home and community-based long-term care services. All those changes not only have impact on older adults in the nursing home, but also have implications for younger population who are in nursing home. But we know little about this population, part of the reason because of the sample size in the national survey. And also the previous study focused on individuals with specific conditions such as MS and traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord injury, or mental illnesses, or they focus on nursing homes in particular regions. So our research just asked very straightforward questions. Two questions. One is, who are those nursing home residents younger than 65 years old, and how are they different from older residents in terms of their health conditions and their service utilization, as well as their discharge outcomes? And we use combined 1997 and 1999 National Nursing Home Survey with the hope that the sample size will be sufficient. And the sample was selected using two-stage probability design. So the facilities were selected first using systematic probability sampling with the proportion to their nursing home bed size. And up to 6 discharges per select facilities were identified, and their medical records were reviewed. And those who care for those younger residents were interviewed. So it's not nursing home residents interview, but the staff provide information as well. The analytic sample include a total 13,589 observation individuals, which include about a little over 11% of residents who are younger than 65 years old. We performed descriptive, bivariate, and two logistic regression analyses. The logistic regression models include community discharge and institution discharge. We mean community discharge that we include people who were discharged with improved or stabilized condition. And for institution discharge, we include people who were either placed in a hospital or to another nursing home. independent variable, we have age group, and other key variables of interest were health conditions, which include primary diagnosis, admission, and if the person have a comorbidity, admission. We also look at their length of stay, would that have some implication of their discharge outcomes. And we use control variables such as gender, race, marital status, and payment source, and also type of nursing home services they received, and their care level and mobility level. We use tailored linearization series to estimate the variance. Now, this is the results, and in terms of social demographics differences, we did see the differences. The mean age for younger nursing home residents was about 52 years old, and for older residents were was about 81 years old. And we see there's a higher proportion of younger residents who were more likely to be male, and they used to live with their family members, a high proportion of younger residents who live with their family members, and they have less proportion of people who were covered by secondary payment source. That means they more likely to have primary payment source, but not secondary payment source. And most of them, in both younger and older nursing home residents, came from hospital directly. In terms of resource utilization, where the number of diagnosis admission was on average was higher in older nursing home residents, but you can tell the length of stay and total charges were higher in younger residents. But the, as you can tell, the standard error was higher and in younger residents, it was over $1,600. There is a quite variation among the younger residents. There's also differences in nursing home residents in terms of their primary payment sources. Younger residents are more likely to be covered by private insurances and then by Medicaid, where older residents were more likely to be covered by Medicare or their own income. A younger residents also have other payment sources as their primary payment source, which include SSI, other government assistance or welfare, religious foundations or agencies they pay for, those younger residents. We also see the differences in younger and older residents, their primary diagnosis admission. Younger residents are more likely to have psychosis, diabetes, also muscular sclerosis. And older nursing home residents are more likely to have a primary diagnosis admission, which include cerebral vascular disease and hypertension, different type of heart disease and fractures. In terms of needed assistance and activities of daily living, we can see in both group the need assistance in bathing and dressing was quite high. However, overall, younger residents have a lower proportion of people who would need assistance in activities of daily living. In the same way, we see the need for assistance in instrumental activities of daily living was lower in younger residents. But there's one activity they would need more help. As you can see, the last green and yellow bar that compares the activity in terms of going outside facility grounds, and the younger ones needs more help with that. Maybe they are more mobile. In terms of service utilization, we see younger residents are more likely to use mental health and also transportation, but less likely to use occupation therapy. But they also have a very high proportion of people use personal care, but still a little bit lower than older residents. In terms of reasons for discharge, younger residents are more likely to have a stabilized health at discharge. But then, interesting enough, they are more likely to went to hospital. That was my surprise. I was so amazed about the results. And they were discharged to for other reasons when I went in to see what are the reasons they were discharged. Basically, they didn't say why. They just say the person went to foster home, assisted living facilities. Some expressed their decision that was against the medical advice, or based on family or their own decision. This slide with the other two slides just present estimate odds ratio of community discharge and hospital or other nursing home discharge. The numbers in red, and that means they are statistically significant. As we can tell, the odds of community discharge was higher among those who are younger residents. But those who had psychosis as their primary diagnosis was had a lower odds of community discharge. And those with other forms of heart disease had also lower odds of community discharge. But those with diabetes had greater odds of either being placed in a hospital or a nursing home. I wonder, it's not because of their diabetes, but because of their complications of this population. In terms of the odds of community discharge among those with other disease of digestive system, such as hepatitis, they have lower odds of community discharge, and the odds of community discharge were greater among those with various forms of arthritis or fracture. But then those with pneumonia or flu had a greater risk of hospital admission because I think related to acuity of the condition. And those with digestive system related disease also had a greater risk of hospital admission. For those with arthritis or fracture had lower risk of hospital or other nursing home admission. Those with only one condition at admission, that means they don't have any comorbidity, they have a greater odds of being discharged to community. And those who stay less than 3 months have the greater odds of being discharged to community. In terms of the strength of the study, we try to include all nursing home residents instead of just focusing individuals with certain conditions or nursing homes in certain regions. And this study also provides some level of understanding about the differences between younger and older residents. In terms of limitations, as you can tell, data are not as recent as we would like to have, but that's the information we can get so far. And in terms of sample size, because that some of the conditions with very small number of individuals, so I cannot present the result here. That include those with CP or mental retardation. So the data also provide nothing related to cost, so we don't know how effective of this nursing home care will have some impact on this population. In conclusion, compared to older nursing home residents, younger residents were more likely to be male, non-white, and living with family members prior to their nursing home admission. That means they have more family support, and had Medicaid and private insurance as their primary payment source, but they don't have, not many of them had a secondary payment source, and have primary diagnosis of psychosis, diabetes, and MS. They need less assistance in ADL and IADL. Younger residents also had a longer average length of stay, higher average total charges, and improved or stabilized health at discharge. They have increased odds of being discharged to community and a lower risk of being discharged to hospital. So what are the implications of this study? Younger and older residents vary greatly in their health conditions, service utilization, and discharge outcomes. And reason for nursing home use among younger residents have not been identified because of data limitation. And younger nursing home residents seems to have favorable discharge outcomes, but then it is unclear if nursing home provides the most cost-effective care to this population. It's also, we don't know if this is nursing home care is the optimal care setting to meet this population's healthcare needs. Well, in the end, I want to acknowledge the support from the intramural research program of the NIH Clinical Research Center, Rehabilitation Medicine Department. Also, I want to acknowledge the support, both technical and statistical support, from Gloria Wheatcroft from MCHS. And thank you for your attention.